Yirmiyah Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Vav, Lilu Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. We are determined to destroy ourselves. And Yirmiyah is giving us one last prophecy to desperately try to turn us back from the course of action that we are hurtling towards a cliff intentionally and stepping on the gas. Vav Vatitach Chamosi V'api. So we said they didn't listen. And so I poured out my anger and my wrath, Vativar Ba'are Yehuda, and it was kindled, it burned in the cities of Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim. Ba'are Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim, we've mentioned this before also because it's come up many times, a phrase that can be used for the greatest simcha of a chasana, but which can be used unfortunately for destruction as well. The streets of Yerushalayim are full of flames. Vatiyena l'charba l'shmamok hayom hazeh. And they became a desolate ruin, as they still are today, at the time that the Navi Yirmiyah is compiled into a Sefer. It was a wreck. Now, perhaps, we're in the time of Zechariah, when we again see the elders and the children in the streets of Jerusalem. But that's a fragile thing, as we know recently from current events in the land of Israel. If we're not careful, it can all be vaporized within a moment's notice. Zayin v'ata ko'amar Hashem Elokei Tzavokos Elokei Yisrael. And now this is what God, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel again. Lama atem osim ra'a gedola el nafsho seichem. Why do you do this great evil to your own souls? Lahachris lochem ish v'isha. To cause to be lost, to be destroyed, man and woman, olel v'yonek, child and infant, nursling, mitoch Yehuda, from the midst of Yehuda. Now, Ma'am Lois, beautiful point. The damage to your souls, the great evil to your souls is emphasized because perhaps there was nothing else left to the destitute refugees, which the Navi could threaten to be taken away from them. They've had everything taken away from them, but all they have left is their identity, and they're destroying that. Levilti hosir lochem she'iris, so that not even a remnant will be left of you. And of course, we know that the Golos Bavel leaves behind the great Talmud Bavli, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the thriving of the future of the Jewish people. What happens to the Jewish people in Egypt, to this group that escaped to settle, that had the chance to stay in Eretz Yisrael and maintain a Jewish presence there? Nope. Ches lahachiseni b'maaseh yedeichem, to anger me further with the work of your hands. What are your handiworks? Lekater le'elohim achirim be'eretz Mitzrayim. To burn incense to other gods in Egypt. Not only is it bad enough that you did this in the past in Yehuda, where there was a Beis HaMikdash standing, the bamos under every tree on every hillside, but now in Egypt, you are adding new worship of incense. Because you want to be like the hippies that you see in Nof and Tachpan Ches. So you burn the fragrant incense to the other gods and you want to assimilate and fit in. Asher atzem boyim lagur sham. That you are coming to dwell. It was your decision. You were told not to. Laman hachris lochem. Basically, in order that you shall be destroyed. And so that you will become a curse and a disgrace among all the lessons of among all of the nations of the earth. As soon as you got into a place where you felt safe, you immediately started to worship idols of the new land, because the old idols aren't good enough for you. Tes hashechachtem es ra'us avoseichem. Have you forgotten the evil of your fathers? So the Das Sofrim says, how are they supposed to know what evil were done, as we're going to see, by the kings and the queens? That wasn't their business. They're common people. But the thing is, if you read Sefer Melachim, you knew what happened in the royal houses and what they had done. And it was common knowledge anyway, I would argue. Everybody knows what's going on in the king's palace. It's on Entertainment Weekly. It's on E! Online. You know. You see the Instagram posts. Ves Ros Malchi Yehuda. And the evils of the kings of Yehuda, Ve'is Ra'os Nashav, and the evils of their wives. This is interesting, because usually we're talking about Klal Yisrael in the aggregate, as a whole people, presumably men and women included. But women in this particular parak are going to be singled out because it turns out that they deserve special excoriation, SAT word for the day. They deserve to be criticized openly for what they did as kind of the specific sisterhood niche Avodah Zarah that they did an awful lot of. There's an awful lot of Avodah Zarah done in the domestic sphere by women. Maybe separately, maybe on top of that done by men. And so the women are going to be singled out like everybody is. Ve'is ra'os seichem, and generally all of your wickedness. Ve'is ra'os nesheichem. And the evils of your wives. So we have the evils of the king's wives and the evils of your wives. So all levels of society, all classes are guilty of this. Asher asu be'eretz Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim, that you performed in the land of Yehuda and the streets, the courtyards of Yerushalayim, yud lo duk'u ad hayom hazeh. They are not humbled even to this day. What are they, oblivious? They keep doing terrible things, but the wives are as corrupt as the husbands, and maybe the wives are corrupting the husbands to some extent, or vice versa, as we say. You can't bury the evil, and you're not humbled by it. V'lo yar'u, and they were not afraid. V'lo halchu b'sorosi v'chukosai. Nor did they follow my Torah and the laws, the chukim asher nosati levdechem v'lifnei avoseichem, that I placed before you and before your forefathers. So at least some generations we know do Avodah Zarah behind the doors, like by Yoshiyahu, but they still went to shul, they still went to yeshiva, they still learned Torah, they still had some credits in the asset column of mitzvos. These people are abandoning everything Jewish in favor of this sort of behavior.